Look for the audiobook of this manual on Amazon.com.
Chapter 8, Understanding Indicators Left Behind by People. ASA-trained soldiers can read terrain to identify, collect, and analyze any evidence of change from the natural state. These changes can be further analyzed and used in conjunction with other factors to profile a threat's actions, intentions, and motives. Definition: Ground sign awareness involves using observation techniques and predictive reasoning to read the natural terrain and detect disturbances that the threat made in nature. While observing sign, soldiers gather information pertaining to the commander's intent to develop reasonable conclusions and make recommendations to the commander based on the threat's size, activities, location, composition, equipment, and disposition. Once soldiers become adept at recognizing various indicators, disturbances in the terrain become more noticeable as they form a track line of continuous clues. Those clues provide a route to follow. The soldier can study this sign and determine several important facts. Sounds and odors. These are localized. These are carried toward or away from a soldier. Note, if soldiers keep the wind in their face, it carries sounds and odors from their objective or from the party being tracked. The factor facilitating the weather is the direction of the wind. Wind blowing past the sign and toward the soldier carries sounds and odors to the soldier. Wind blowing away from the soldier can carry the soldier's sign toward the threat. Note, 1. Soldiers can determine wind direction by dropping a handful of dust or dried grass from shoulder height. Wind moves the dust or grass as it blows in a certain direction. 2. By positioning their body in the direction the wind is blowing, soldiers can localize sounds by cupping their hands behind the ears and turning slowly. When sounds are loudest, they are facing the origin.
The following is information we added that was not included in the original manual.
Electronic warfare situational awareness. Your radio can kill you. Your cell phone can kill you. Seemingly harmless, portable electronic devices can get you killed. Knowing the difference between radio silence and radio blackout can save your life. Electromagnetic security and signature control, SIGCON, of non-communications equipment is also important. Vehicles, generators, and radar all emit signals. Every day we acquire new equipment that increases our electronic signature and ignores the electronic warfare threat. Some of our systems are constantly emitting, which makes us much more vulnerable to enemy direction finding. Exploitation of data obtained from the radio spectrum environment can divulge the whereabouts and numbers of enemy threats and friendly forces, enemy vehicle types, direction of travel and speed, local terrain, and enemy intent. High-accuracy GNSS positioning is also possible. Essentially, any electronic device that emits radio frequency signals is a potential sensor that can be exploited. Radio, cell phone, tablets, etc. For example, although limited in range, even the four tire pressure sensors on a modern vehicle emit an RF signals. Soldiers need to understand and have an appreciation for how using these sensors distributed across the operational environment to monitor the electronic spectrum is a capability for them and a vulnerability. Communication devices such as radios and cell phones are basically electronic sensors that can be used to find, track, target, and attack enemy forces. Limiting use of radio equipment may reduce the enemy's ability to detect your location, but the same cannot be said for cell phones. As long as the cell phone has a battery in it, it can be tracked. For example,
It has been reported that some UAVs